Proclamation number 6667 of 12th of October, 1956. Lovebin of Divine Power. If the floodgates of divine love open and let his flow of strength of love flow to you, then this is evidence that you are in need of it, that you are in adversity from which only this flow of grace can rescue you. And it will be directed by God's wisdom and love to where it can bring blessings, even if people's free will is taken into account. Nevertheless, the degree of maturity of the individual person must also be taken into account, who may be more or less able to receive it into his heart and let it take effect. But let that be God's concern. You yourselves should only ever do what your heart impels you to do and leave everything else to God, who offers the right nourishment to every person who desires it for his soul. And he also guides the thoughts of those who are active for him. Want to be? He also gives them what they need to work for him and his kingdom. It is only important that every gift is passed on in love, which originates from the eternal love. Then it will also be a blessing for the recipient, for love always causes the addressed soul to open itself without resistance, because love is a strength which cannot be resisted. The strength of love constantly flows to people from the Lifeben of divine love, and no matter how it is shaped, it does not remain without effect. Albeit often at a later time when the human being's degree of maturity is still low. But nothing is lost that is flowed from the divine source. But anyone who would like to fill himself with lighter food will also receive it at the right time. He need only present this request to God, who is exceedingly pleased to fulfill his children's spiritual wishes. In the last days before the end, the streams of grace will flow ever more abundantly, because the adversary's activity also aims at spreading error amongst people in order to confuse their thinking and to gain influence and power. And his activity has to be invalidated, which is why people have to be spiritually instructed and should receive information about many questions which the adversary causes, because he keeps people's spirit in darkness. Anyone who is in the midst of the world will also be urged by the world to ask such questions which God wants to answer for him if God is his aim. He who stands apart from the world and has given his heart to God does not need such explanations, because he does not doubt, because he has a childlike faith which cannot be shaken. But the world forces itself everywhere, and the spiritually striving human being should be able to distinguish appearance from reality. He should be able to resist attacks, and for this he needs God's strength, which therefore flows to him through his word. And every gift which comes from God does not fail to have an effect as soon as it is desired and offered in love. For this reason you, who want to serve him, should do all work with love, and then it will always have a beneficial effect. You should not neglect to pass on the living water, which will always have a revitalizing effect on all who desire and gratefully accept it. And God will enlighten his servant's spirit when they do the work for him and his kingdom. He will give them what they need in order to be beneficially active again, and he will also strengthen the hearts which open themselves to the loving address of the one who is to be them in earthly existence. God himself determines the food and drink, just as only a human being desires the nourishment for his soul from him. And what he gives will truly fulfill its purpose. It will mature the soul and give it strength to resist when the adversary's activity obviously appears. which he very well foresees and therefore distributes strong nourishment in advance, which will be a blessing for it in difficult times. Amen.